Welcome back to Zeeland East High School, and we're getting ready for game number two of the evening. The captains and the coaches from their respective teams, Holland High and Zeeland East, getting ready for game number two of the evening. And man, we hope this provides as much excitement as the girls' game did. In case you just joined us, it went right down to the final second of the game with the Dutch pulling it out by a score of 37-36. But now it's time for game number two of the evening between the host Chicks and the Holland Dutch. Greg Chandler with you. The Chicks bring a 5-4 record into the contest, but they're looking to snap a two-game losing streak. They lost last Friday in the Battle of Zeeland to the Zeeland West Ducks, 53-41. And then on Tuesday night fell to Muskegon High by a score of 62-45. They are 5-4 overall in the season, but they are looking for that first victory in OK Green Conference play. In the game on Tuesday night, the Chicks fell behind 11-8 after one quarter. The Big Reds outscored East 19-7 in the second quarter to take a 30-15 lead. And the Chicks really could not dent that double-digit deficit in the second half in going down to defeat. Zeeland East was led by their 6'10 junior center, Lane Risden. Risden had 20 points in the ball game. And when you talk about this Zeeland East team, it's really two main guys that have led the way so far for the Chicks this season. Lane Risden, the junior center, his third year on the varsity, probably one of the most improved players in area high school basketball, I think, this season. And then they've got a terrific young sophomore in B.J. Walker, who has just had some sensational games this season. He had a game earlier this season against Whitehall in the Holiday Tournament where he went off for 36 points. And he's about 6'3" and very difficult to defend on the low block. Zeeland East opened the season with three consecutive wins, all coming from behind. They beat Holland Christian 58-48. They beat Jenison 51-43. They beat Plymouth 53-45. Then they fell to Hamilton 60-49 and to West Ottawa 56-42. In the Holiday Tournament, they defeated Whitehall by a score of 72-55, and then followed that up with an overtime victory over Coopersville by a score of 50-45. And it's been kind of an up and down run so far. We mentioned about B.J. Walker, the sophomore. He had 36 points in the win against Whitehall, and he's had several other games this season where he has gone. He had a 26-point performance as well. Lane Risden is really evolved into a solid big man, and he can really do a lot of things well. But besides the fact of, you know, having good moves around the basket and also being a strong rebounder and defender, he's a guy that is not afraid to take the three-point shot. He's a very, very good three-point shooter. And he can handle the ball as well. Kind of fits into that more like the Euro model of the big guy. And Risden can do a lot of things very, very well. And he's certainly going to be a focal point for the Dutch tonight. The Dutch, I think, are going to have some matchup problems. They don't have anybody with the kind of size that Lane Risden offers for Zeeland East. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about the Holland Dutch. That's all coming up next as we roll on with our pregame show in game number two of our evening between the Ducks, or rather the Chicks and the Dutch. You are listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zeeland East High School as we approach game number two of our doubleheader tonight between the Dutch of Holland High and the Zeeland East Chicks. Now the Dutch under the direction of their first-year head coach. Mason Tiley, assisted by Mike Clark and Trent Windemuller. And so far this season, the Dutch have had their struggles. They are looking to snap a five-game losing streak tonight. They opened the season with a loss against Coopersville, 57-49. They then picked up victories over Wyoming Kellogg'sville, 49-31. And then in the battle of I-96 Holiday Classic at Ottawa Hills High School in Grand Rapids, they beat Pontiac by a score of 45-34. That was back on December 10th. But since then, the Dutch have lost five in a row. They lost to Holland Christian 53-40. They were blown out by West Ottawa 70-39. They lost to Forest Hills Northern right before Christmas 57-35. Last Friday night at the Dutch Dome, they were beaten by Muskegon Mona Shores 64-50. And then on Tuesday night, they went up against the Zeeland West Ducks, and things did not go well as the Ducks defeated the Dutch by a score of 59-50. And the Dutch kept it close early. It was 10-7 in favor of Zeeland West after one quarter. But then Merritt Alderink, Zeeland West's outstanding junior forward, scored 13 of his 17 points in the second quarter as the Ducks outscored the Dutch 20-5 to take a 30-12 lead. And Holland really never got back in the contest. It was 48-21 after three quarters, and that was it. Amari Peek, a junior forward, led the Dutch with 8 points in the ball game. This is a fairly young team, the Dutch. They have three seniors in Timo Phillips, Sam Payne, and Cam Ferguson. Phillips and Ferguson likely to play tonight, but they also have a couple of sophomores in Adam Davilar and Arthur Powell, and a couple of freshmen in Josiah Van Hecken and Keegan Hulst. Josiah has an older brother, Jacob, who is one of the juniors on this team, and Jacob Van Hecken, kind of the leader on the team. He's kind of picking up the mantle from his older brother, Jackson, who graduated after last season. So the Dutch just looking to find their way to try to get on the right track and pick up that first conference victory of the season. And looking ahead for the Dutch after that contest, they will be on the road Tuesday night at Wyoming High School, and then next Friday they'll be back at the Dome for a contest against Grand Rapids Union, a game that we will carry here on WHTC. So two teams looking to pick up their first win in conference play tonight, facing off against one another. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC and welcome back here to Zeeland East High School. They are standing here at the gymnasium here, and we're about to have our national anthem, followed by the introduction of the starting lineups for tonight's contest. Now time to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's varsity boys basketball contest between Holland and Zeelandese. First for the Dutch, coached by Mason Tiley, a 2019 Aquinas College graduate, played two seasons for the Saints as a student athlete. He's been an assistant coach at Byron Center and Grand Rapids West Catholic, as well as Tusculum College in Tennessee. Timo Phillips, one of the seniors, will start number one for the Dutch. Also starting for Holland High, number 10, Omari Peak, who had 8 points to lead the Dutch in scoring the other night against Zeeland West. Number 4, Cam Ferguson, another senior. Arthur Powell, number 14, one of the sophomores, will start. And finally, rounding out the starting lineup, Jacob Van Hecken, number 32, a junior. That's the number his brother Jackson wore. That's the number his daddy Dan wore for the Dutch. For the Zeelandese Chicks, coached by Jeff Carlson in his fourth season, it's been the same usual starting lineup. They'll start Mason Villarreal, a senior, number one, at a guard position. They'll start Will Baker, number five, a senior, at a forward. Number 22, Trevor Roddy, a junior, will start. And then finally, B.J. Walker, the sensational sophomore, number two, a forward. And finally, the big fellow, Lane Risden, number 33, a junior. Lane's 6'10", averaging about 19 points a game. He had 20 the other night against the Big Reds. The ball in the air, and the Chicks control the opening tip. Chicks work left to right across your radio. Now they get it down low to B.J. Walker. Walker puts it up and in off the assist, off the high-low feed from Risden. So the Chicks score on their first possession. They lead it 2-0. With it in the front court is Jacob Van Hecken. Van Hecken gets a screen from Powell. Chicks in a man-to-man to start the ball game. Will Baker has the assignment on Jacob Van Hecken. Van Hecken sends it back outside to Amari Peak. Peak on the dribble, about 28 feet from the basket on the right side. Peak tries to penetrate, feeds inside, intercepted by B.J. Walker. Chicks on the run. Walker drives, pulls up right side, over to Villarreal. Villarreal, entry pass down low to Baker. Back outside to Mason. Mason for three, in and out, no good. Rebound Cam Ferguson for the Dutch. Dutch working right to left across your radio dial. We're a minute in, 2-0, Zeelandese with the lead. Peak with it, cut off at the right baseline. Sends it across to Timo Phillips. Phillips back across to Peak, now to Ferguson. Ferguson tries to penetrate. Sends it across to Phillips. Timo's got an open look for three off the heel, no good. Rebound Cam Ferguson, and we get a whistle underneath. I think this is going to go on Villarreal of the Chicks.
Hey, Bulldog! Bulldog!
First foul goes against the Chicks. Dutch will inbound baseline left. Ferguson slaps the basketball, looks for someone to pop open. Gets it inside to Arthur Powell. Powell works low, forces up a shot over Baker. No good. Rebound Will Baker. Here come the Chicks. Mason Villarreal comes up court. Up ahead to B.J. Walker. Coming to set a screener is Risden at the top of the circle. Now Risden gets the feed. Now Baker with it between the rings. Over to Trevor Roddy right side. Now Villarreal right foul line extended. They dump it down low to Baker, and Baker is fouled by Phillips. And I think the Dutch are going to have a serious matchup problem tonight dealing with B.J. Walker, as B.J. likes to post up on the low block. And he just in that Whitehall game, when he had 36 points, he had about 6 or 7 baskets right off of low block post moves. They get it down low to Walker. Walker over Phillips, no good. Phillips has the rebound, though, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll go to the Dutch. We're a minute 42 in, 2-0. Zeeland East has the lead. Amari Peak comes up court. Mason Villarreal there to meet him. Peak across the timeline. Powell comes to set a screen for Peak. Peak on the left side, over to Ferguson. Cam puts it on the floor, stops right of the lane, whips it across to Van Hecken. Van Hecken for three, it's short. Long rebound, Will Baker. Outlet to Villarreal. Zeelandese comes up court. Here's Trevor Roddy, left side. They dump it down low to Risden. Risden turns, puts it up, no good. And Arthur Powell is giving away about 6 inches to Lane Risden. And the sophomore is going to have a tough night tonight, I think. Risden will go to the foul line. He's a very good foul shooter. And as soon as I say that, his first free throw rims out, no good. He's shooting toward the Chicks end. The student body dressed in brown and gold. There's even somebody wearing a Zealandese football uniform tonight. Risden hits the second one, 3-0 Chicks. 5:50 to go, opening quarter. Amari Peak comes to work for the Dutch. Peak on the left side against Villarreal. Now Peak drives past Villarreal to the left elbow, kicks it across to Ferguson, down low to Arthur Powell. Powell forces up a shot, blocked by Risden. Rebound Baker. Here's Villarreal, up ahead to Roddy. Roddy, over to Risden. Risden leaves it outside for Baker. The Zealandese fans chant, "You got swatted," after that rejection by Risden. I might have to try that. The Risden rejection. Risden's got it. He'll try a three-pointer right side. Got it! He is not afraid to take that three-point shot. He's very, very good at it. And you get a guy 6'10 dropping in threes. That's not even fair. 6-0 Chicks. Peak with it for the Dutch. Peak drives toward the baseline, feeds to Powell. Powell drives to the basket, forces it up, no good. Baker's got another rebound. It seems like Baker's getting every rebound here. Here's Villarreal with it, 4:45 to go, opening quarter. Trevor Roddy with it to Risden, top of the circle. Risden will try a 17-footer and fill it. Risden with 6 early points. It's an 8-0 lead, and Mason Tyler wants to talk things over. 4:35 to go in the first quarter, and the Chicks out of the gate early. Risden with 6 early points. It's Zealand East 8 and Holland High nothing. We'd like to tell you that the broadcast of tonight's second game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Well, this is kind of the start that Jeff Carlson was hoping for from his team as they try to get that first conference victory. The Dutch will have it. End of the first quarter, it is Muskegon 17 and Zeeland West 11. So Muskegon trying to go 2-for-2 against the city of Zeeland this week. With it is Peak for the Dutch against Villarreal. Mason reaches in, pokes the ball away, but Peak gets it back. Now Phillips has it. Phillips on the dribble, right side. Not a lot of movement by the Dutch right now. Phillips goes right baseline, feeds it across to Van Hacken. Now to Cam Ferguson. Ferguson drives around Risden, puts up a floater off the glass, too strong. Risden with the rebound, hands it off to Villarreal. Dutch on the, or the Chicks on the run. Over to Roddy, now to Risden. Risden comes to the left elbow, now to Roddy. Villarreal dumps it down low to Walker, and we get a foul underneath, and it's a turnover. I'm not sure what the call was, but the Chicks turned it over. Travel is the call. Thank you, Dan Diodato. Dan, the sports editor of the Holland Sentinel, off to my right. 3:48 to go, first quarter. 8-0, Zeeland East. Peak with it for the Dutch. To Powell at the top of the circle. Powell hands it off to Josiah Van Hecken, the freshman, Jacob's younger brother, and we now get a moving screen away from the basketball, and that's going to be on Josiah Van Hecken. So both Van Heckens are in the ball game right now for the Dutch. As Mason Tyler tries to find a combination that will work offensively. 3:30 to go, first quarter. Villarreal underneath to Risden. Risden's right hook. No good. Risden gets his own board, though. Back outside to Villarreal for three. That's short. Risden with the rebound. Put back. No. Trevor Roddy with the offensive board, and this time he puts it up and in. So the Chicks crashing the boards. They've got a 10-0 lead, and we get a foul in the lane on Villarreal as Omari Peak was trying to penetrate. Will Versteg, the sophomore, one of three 10th graders on this Zealandese team, will check in. Jacob Van Hecken will inbound for the Dutch. Long inbounds comes outside to Arthur Powell. Powell looks for a cutter. Gets rid of it to Peak right corner. He penetrates, tries to dump it down low to Powell. Powell drives to the basket, and Powell powers it up and in. And that ends a five-minute dry spell to start the ball game, 10-2 in favor of the Chicks. Risden has it left in the lane. He's doubled. Ball tipped away by Powell and stolen, and Risden's going to get called for a reach-in trying to get the ball back. Risden picks up his first foul. Jace Fenlon, whose sister Miro had an outstanding game in the girls' contest in a losing cause. 2:45 to go, first quarter, 10-2. Zeeland East in the lead. Peek with it, just past half court for the Dutch. Powell comes to set a screen. Peek with it, comes to the left elbow, over to Cam Ferguson. Ferguson puts up a floater from 12 feet away, off the front of the iron, no good. Versteeg with the rebound for the Chicks. Versteeg up ahead, pass stolen, intercepted by Cam Ferguson, up ahead to Josiah Van Hecken, or rather Jacob Van Hecken, but he misses the layup. B.J. Walker comes the other way for the Chicks. Walker leaves it outside for Versteeg. He's at the Chicks logo, tugging at his jersey. Now Trevor Roddy. They get it down low to Walker. BJ forces it up and puts it in. Walker with his second basket. 12-2 Chicks. Peek loses the ball in the front court for the Dutch. Here comes Walker the other way with Risden. Walker feeds Risden. Risden left of the lane. 8-footer. No good. Rebound Will Baker. Put back by Baker is good. The Chicks are getting multiple opportunities on the offensive glass. And it's a function largely of their size. 14-2 Zeeland East. Peek with it in the front court. Versteeg knocks it away. Ball loose on the floor. Versteeg has it. Gets rid of it to Fenlon. Fenlon, they run an alley-oop, and Walker can't slam it down with one hand. Here's Josiah Van Hecken. Over to Jacob Van Hecken. He's double. Van Hecken in trouble. Gets rid of it to Ferguson. Ferguson for three. No good off the front. Rebound, Will Baker. All aces on the clock in the first quarter. 14-2, Zeeland East, and Jeff Carlson wants a timeout. This will be a 30. 1:06 to go in the first quarter. And it is the Chicks 14 and the Dutch 2. Health concerns in high school sports go beyond physical injuries. The mental well-being of our young people is a hotter topic than ever before. The Michigan High School Athletic Association website has resources to help adults and students recognize potential problems and deal with them in a positive way. You can learn more about these mental health resources on the health and safety page at MHSAA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. The Chicks will have it in the front court. B.J. Walker has checked out of the ballgame for the moment as Trevor Roddy is back in. Versteeg gets it down low to Risden. Ball tapped away and stolen by Omari Peek. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Peek with it against Versteeg. On the dribble. Peek will drive inside to the basket around Fenlon. Puts it up no good, but Jace Fenlon is going to get the foul called on him. Amari Peek, the junior, number 10, will have a couple of free throws. He had 8 points to lead the Dutch on Tuesday against Zeeland West. Timo Phillips waits at the scorer's table to check in for the red and white. Peek's first free throw, no good. Phillips will check in, and Arthur Powell will have a seat. Peek with his second free throw. In the air. Missed him bow. Rebound chased down by Trevor Roddy. And Roddy couldn't corral it. And what do we got? Two officials meeting to try and confer on the call. And they're going to give it to the Chicks. .2 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Zeeland East opened the game with a 10-0 run. Baker has it in the front court, gets a Risden screen. Baker will try a three from the top. Yes! Will Baker, a triple from the top! 17-2 Chicks. Peak drives to the basket, whips it across to Phillips. Now to Davilar, who just checked in the ballgame. Davilar for three, no good. Rebound underneath by Peak. Peak feeds inside, putting it up is Noah Kelly, and he puts it up and in. So Noah Kelly cuts the lead to 17-4. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. With it is for Stagg, across to Fenland. Now to Baker. Down to 6 seconds, they get it to Risden left of the lane. Back outside to Baker. Baker will try a deep three. No good off the front. And that's it for the first quarter. But what a start for Zeeland East. They score the first 10 points. After the first 8 minutes, it's the Chicks 17, the Dutch 4. You're listening to high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC and WHTC.com. Just underway, second quarter. The Dutch miss their first shot. The Chicks make their first shot. A basket by Jace Fenlon. That's his first basket. It's been all Chicks so far. They lead it 19-4. Keegan Hulse with it for the Dutch, one of the two freshmen. He's got the ball. He leaves it outside for Adam Davilar. Davilar penetrates, dishes it off. Putting it up and in is Noah Kellen. He's fouled from behind. Jace Fenlon will get the personal, his second. So Noah Kelly will have a three-point play opportunity. Kelly has 4 points off the bench for the Dutch. He completes the three-point play. B.J. Walker will come in for the Chicks. And Will Baker will have a seat. 19-7, Zeeland East with the lead. 7:07 to go in the first half. Verstegg comes up court. Gives it up to Fenlon. Now to Risden. Risden dumps it down low to Walker. B.J. muzzles it up and draws the foul. Again, B.J. posting up on the low block right side. And he draws the foul on Jacob Van Hecken. On Jacob, his first. B.J. Walker will have a couple of free throws. Walker, the sophomore. First free throw on the way by B.J. Off the heel, no good. Will Baker will come in for Fenlon, who just picked up his second foul. So one more for Walker. And he missed both free throws. Rebound batted by Roddy away, and Roddy trying to knock it off a Dutch defender, and he touched the ball out of bounds, so it'll go to the Dutch. 6:54 to go, first half. 19-7, Zeeland East in the lead. Amari Peak with it across the timeline for Holland. Peak gets a screen from Noah Kelly. Peak backs out toward half court. Ball is tipped, but it does come to Jacob Van Hecken. Van Hecken being defended by Walker. Pair of a sophomore against a junior. Now Adam Davilar with it. Davilar slashes toward the baseline. Feeds inside to Kelly. Kelly puts it up. No good. Gets his own board, though. Kelly back outside to Davilar. Fake. Baseline jumper from 10 from Davilar is no good. Rebound tipped out. Ends up in the hand of Keegan Van Hulst. Now Jacob Van Hecken for three, and that's an air ball. Lane Risden chases down the rebound. Long pass in the front court to Will Baker. Will Baker feeds a cutting Trevor Roddy. Roddy low block left. Trevor forces it up. No good. Rebound battle for. It's loose on the floor. And it's a hell ball. Possession arrow will favor the Chicks. Timo Phillips and Cam Ferguson in for the Dutch. Davilar and Hulst will have a seat. Baker to inbound for Zeeland East. Gets it to B.J. Walker. Risden trying to post up on the low block right now. Risden gets the feed right wing. Over to Baker between the rings. Now Walker left side. Walker to Risden. Risden will try a three-pointer. No good off the front. And we get a foul as Will Baker and Jacob Van Hecken were jostling for the rebound, and Van Hecken is going to get called for his second foul. And as soon as he got a comfortable seat on the bench, Adam Davilar is going to have to come back into the ballgame. Chicks to inbound at 5 team fouls each way so far. Baker feeds Trevor Roddy right baseline. Roddy will dribble it out, leaves it for Will Versteeg. Now Baker with it. Baker leaves it outside for Walker. BJ penetrates, drives to the basket, lays it up and in. 6 for BJ, 21-7 Chicks. Here's Pete driving toward the baseline, poking it away is Versteeg, and Will's got a steal. Up ahead to Walker. Walker drives the lane to the basket, finger roll, and one! BJ, this is like a freight train coming down Riley Street, laid it up and in, and he'll have a three-point play opportunity. Walker will try it for the three-point play opportunity. Walker's free throw rolls off, no good. He's 0 for 3 from the stripe. 23-7 Zeeland East, 5:18 to go first half. Phillips with it for the Dutch. Timo on the dribble, he's onside for Davilar. Davilar's got a face full of Trevor Roddy. Now Omari Peek with it. Peek double team, feeds inside. Kelly missed the layup, rebound Risden. I think Kelly got distracted by Risden. Here's Baker. Baker drives to the basket, knocks over Phillips, and ball knocked out of bounds, and there's no foul. It's going to stay Chicks basketball. Arthur Powell will come back in for the Dutch. Kelly will have a seat. Baker to inbound it. Gets it to Risden. Lane leaves it outside for Roddy. Now Will Versteeg with it between the rings. They try to dump it down low, but Peek gets a hand on the pass, and Peek's got a steal. Spin move. Peek has it poked away by Versteeg and stolen by Will Baker. Will Versteeg. Versteeg sees it open. He's going to drive the lane and lay it up and in. Nobody cut him off. This is threatening to become a runaway early. It's 25-7 Chicks. Peek with it for the Dutch. Eli Walcott will check in at the next whistle for Zeeland East. Here's a pass stolen away by Versteeg to Risden, and Risden drives to the basket, and he's fouled by Timo Phillips. So Lane Risden will have a couple of free throws. Foul on Phillips, his second. Risden scored 6 of the Chicks' first 8 points as they got out to a 10-0 lead. Lane's first free throw is good. He had 20 on Tuesday night against Muskegon. Walcott checks in for Roddy for Zeeland East. Josiah Van Hecken in for Phillips for the Dutch. Risden's second free throw rattles around and it falls. Lane with 8. 27-7 Chicks. Peek with it in the front court for the Dutch. Versteeg is on him. Peek over to Davilar. Davilar being swarmed on by Eli Walcott. Davilar puts up a runner, no good. Rebound underneath by Arthur Powell. Over to Peek. Peek jumper from the left elbow. No good, in and out. Powell tries to keep it alive and does so. Peek with it. Peek to Jacob Van Hecken. To Josiah Van Hecken. Now Cam Ferguson with it. Cam puts up a runner in the lane, no good. Dutch can't buy a basket. Ball goes out of bounds, it'll go to Zeeland East. And the scoring troubles have been a problem for the Dutch most of the season. Pass inside intended for Risden, stolen by Ferguson, up ahead to Josiah Van Hecken. Eli Wolcott comes from behind and knocks the ball away from Josiah Van Hecken out of bounds and prevents the layup. The Dutch will keep it. Roddy will come back in, and Risden will have a seat. 3:27 to go in the first half. Inbounds pass to Peek. And Peek is fouled immediately by Will Versteeg. Actually, no! Peek stepped on the sideline. So the turnover gives it back to the Chicks. Versteeg was up close on Peek, and I initially thought they were going to call a foul on Will, but here's Walker, and we get a moving screen called on Will Baker of the Chicks as he tried to set a pick for B.J. Walker. 16 fouls against Zielinis, 7 against the Dutch. Josiah Van Hecken just past half court for Holland. Will Baker comes out on him. Arthur Powell comes to set a screen for Josiah. Now Peek. Peek drives to the baseline. He's cut off outside to Josiah Van Hecken for three. Bounces twice on the rim. No good. Powell with the offensive rebound, and Arthur muscles it up and in. And Mason Tiley gets a timeout for the Dutch. It'll be a 30 with 2:50 to go in the first half. It is Zielinis 27 and Holland High 9. New for the 22-23 school year is a totally redesigned MHSAA website. The address is the same. Just go to MHSAA.com for all your news, scores, schedules, and more. The new site works great on mobile devices and makes tournament information even easier to find. Plus, get all the feature stories and finals recaps right on the front page. Check out the new MHSAA.com. That's a message from the High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Well, it has been all Zeeland East so far in the contest. Only two players have scored for the Dutch. Noah Kelly has 5, and Arthur Powell has 4. Risden and Walker have 8 apiece for the Chicks, who have the ball right now. Roddy with it to Eli Walcott between the rings. Now Will Versteg left side, looks for a cutter, can't find anybody. Versteg across to Baker. Baker in the paint, 10-foot shot, blocked by Powell. But B.J. Walker settles it down. Now Versteg with it. Over to Walcott. Roddy at the top of the circle to Baker. Baker looks for a cutter. Over to Roddy at the top, now Versteg. Will penetrates, drives, dumps it down low to B.J. Walker. B.J. muscles it up. In and out, no good. Walker gets his own rebound, and Cam Ferguson blocks the rebound shot by Baker, or rather by Walker, and it's a hell ball. Possession arrow goes to the Dutch. Keegan Hulse checks in for Holland, replacing Davilar. 2:08 to go first half, 27-9 Chicks. Nice look away pass from Van Hecken to Powell, but Powell can't finish at the rim. First egg with it. That's Josiah Van Hecken that made that pass. Here's Trevor Roddy in the front court for the Chicks to first egg. Under 2 minutes to go first half. Now Will Baker has it between the rings to Walcott. Driving along the baseline is Versteg, and we get a whistle and a traveling violation on Versteg. Lane Risden will come in for the Chicks. He'll replace Walcott. 1:44 to go in the first half. Coming up court is Josiah Van Hecken. Van Hecken over to Hulse. Hulse will try a three-pointer from the corner and hit it. The freshman Keegan Hulse with the three ball. 27-12 Zeeland East. 1:25 to go first half. Roddy with it for the Chicks over to Walker. BJ puts it on the floor, slashes toward the basket, puts it up, no good. Versteg with the offensive board. Versteg in the corner, he's double. Versteg tries to throw it off a Dutch defender, and what do we got? Well, Versteg apparently was successful. I was kind of blocked off there in the corner. The Holland bench is off to my right. Versteg to inbound, it gets it to Risden. Lane right of the lane. The ball is tipped, intended for Walker. Walker is doubled back outside to Risden. Risden had it nearly taken away by Ferguson, but Versteg ends up with it. Over to Walker. Under a minute to go in the half. B.J. Walker over to Will Versteg, who just cradles the ball under his left arm. 50 seconds to go. Risden has it between the rings. Not a Baker. Will puts it on the floor. Gets it to Walker, left of the lane. B.J. doubled, sends it back outside to Versteg. Versteg puts up a runner in the lane. It's good. Nice penetration by Will Versteg. He's got a couple of baskets here in the first half. 29-12 Chicks. 28 seconds to go in the quarter. Josiah Van Hecken with it, just past half court for the Dutch. Looks like they're going to play for the last shot. They spread the floor. Van Hecken keeping the dribble going, down to 13 seconds. Van Hecken works to his right. Over to Cam Ferguson. Risden closes out on Ferguson. Down to 7 seconds. Ferguson doubled. Gets rid of it to Amari Peak. Peak for three. No good. Rebound Trevor Roddy. 1 second. Roddy from three-quarter court at the buzzer. Hits the backboard, but wide right. That is the end of the first half here at Zeeland East High School in game number two of our doubleheader tonight. And it's the Chicks of Zeeland East in command. It is Zeeland East 29, Holland High 12. We'll take a break and tell. Producer Grant Guy, this is Greg Chandler here at Zeeland East High School. It is halftime, and the Zeeland East Chicks out in front of the Holland Dutch by a score of 29-12. The Chicks jumped out to a 10-0 lead 5 minutes into the ball game. The big center Lane Risden had six early points for the Chicks as they took command of the game early. It was 17-4 after one quarter. Zeeland East led by as many as 20 points in the first half. And right now they are up by 17. Taking a look at the scoring in the first half for the Chicks. B.J. Walker, the sophomore, has 8 points on four field goals. Lane Risden has 8 points. He has a pair of baskets, one of those a three-pointer, and he is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Will Baker has 5 points. He has a three-point basket and a two-point basket. Will Versteg has a couple of baskets for 4 points. Trevor Roddy has 1 basket for 2 points. Jace Fenlon has 1 basket for 2 points. Eli Walcott and Mason Villarreal saw action for the Chicks in the first half, but did not score. For the Holland Dutch, junior Noah Kelly leads the way off the bench. He has 5 points, 2 field goals, and a free throw. Arthur Powell, the sophomore post player, has 4 points, a couple of baskets for him, and the freshman Keegan Holst has a three-point basket. Tim O'Phillips, Cam Ferguson, Omari Peak, Adam Daviler, Josiah Van Hecken, and Jacob Van Hecken have all seen action but have not scored in the first half, and the Dutch have 12 points on the scoreboard. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll update you on the area scoreboard. That's all coming up next. You are listening to High School Basketball on 90. Welcome back to High School Basketball here on 99.7 and 1450, WHTC and WHTC.com. As we get you set for the second half of tonight's game number two, 29-12, Zeeland East in the lead over Holland. In case you missed the varsity girls game, it went right down to the last second, and the Dutch come from behind and beat the Chicks 37-36. Emma Mangaro hit the second of two free throws with 9/10 of a second remaining to give the Dutch the victory, snapping a seven-game losing streak. Ariana Gray led Holland with 10 points. Mira Fenlon had 18 for the Chicks in a losing cause. Chicks will have it to start the second half. They start out with Walker, Villarreal, Roddy, Risden, and Baker. They get it down low to B.J. Walker, and Walker quickly draws a foul on Tim O'Phillips. Good feed that time by Will Baker. Chicks started this game on a 10-0 run, and they have not been threatened since. Walker at the foul line. He's 0 for 3 from the line tonight. Chicks as a team, 3 out of 7. Walker's first no good. Walker's been very streaky. There's been times where he's knocked down quite a few free throws in a row, and then he will miss quite a few in a row. BJ's second one, he got that. That's his 9th point. 30-12, Zeeland East. We're just underway second half. The Dutch have Tim O'Phillips, Omari Peak, Jacob Van Hecken, Arthur Powell, and Cam Ferguson in the ball game. Phillips has it right now against Mason Villarreal. A pair of number ones going against each other. Walker, or rather, Phillips leaves it outside for Ferguson to Peak left side. Peak being defended by Trevor Roddy. Chicks in a man-to-man. Peek runs into a double team. Now Phillips works left baseline, whips it across to Van Hecken. Van Hecken for three, no good, off the side of the rim. Powell took the rebound away from Risden. Powell goes up for the shot, and Risden altered it out of bounds. And it will go over to the Chicks. Risden again using that height to alter the shot attempt by Arthur Powell. Here's Walker with it for the Chicks in the front court. BJ in the left corner. He's going to try a three-pointer and hit it! That's BJ's first triple of the night. For the Chicks, it's their third. Zielinese 33, Holland 12. 6:49 to go in the third quarter. Peek with it for the Dutch against Villarreal. Over to Cam Ferguson, left side. Risden closes out on Ferguson. Ferguson runs into a double team. Ferguson has to get rid of it to Peek. Peek will try and drive the lane, force up a shot, and we get a whistle and a foul on Zeeland East. That'll be on Mason Villarreal. And Villarreal just picked up his third foul, and he will come out. And Will Versteeg, who played well off the bench in the first half, had a couple of baskets and did a nice job of running the offense. He's in the ballgame right now. Dutch to inbound, baseline right. They get it to Jacob Van Hecken. Van Hecken being defended by Risden right now. Van Hecken tries to whip it across to Peek. Now to Ferguson for three, in and out, no good. B.J. Walker with the rebound for the Chicks. Walker got his feet tangled up with Van Hecken, but keeps his feet. Versteeg across the timeline to Risden. Lane for three. He got it. Risden is second three of the night. He's got 11. So the Chicks have opened the second half with seven unanswered. They're up 36-12. Peek with it over to Ferguson. Ferguson back to Peek. Peek being defended by Versteeg. Omari will back out. Peek to Van Hecken. Now Phillips. Timmel goes left baseline. Whips it across to Ferguson. Not a Peek. Peek tries to penetrate. Step back foul line jumper is good. That's Omari's first points of the night. 36-14. 5:35 left third quarter. Walker with it. Walker to Trevor Roddy left side. To Risden. Risden will try another three-pointer from the same spot. Missed this time, but Will Baker's there for the loose change. Just give Risden an assist on that one. 38-14, Chicks. Van Hecken with it in the corner for the Dutch. Van Hecken sends it across to Phillips. Phillips drives on Roddy. Tries to feed underneath to Arthur Powell. Back outside to Van Hecken. Jacob goes right baseline, puts it up, no good. Roddy with the rebound. Up ahead to Versteeg. Versteeg to Baker, Will right side, comes to the free throw line. Now Walker has it. BJ drives the lane, puts a runner up, puts it in, count it, and a... Will they count it? They will give BJ... No, they will... They said the foul occurred on the floor, so no free throws. The basket does not count. Foul on Phillips is his third. Pass is tipped, ends up in the pass in the hands of Walker. He missed underneath. Rebound by Jacob Van Hecken for Holland. Up ahead to Adam Davilar, who just checked into the ball game. Omari Peek with it along the right baseline. Peek being defended by Steg, and now Jace Fenlon comes to double, and we get a whistle and a Zeeland East foul. Was it a foul? We got a timeout. The Dutch will take a timeout. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter here at Zeeland East. It is the Chicks 38 and Holland High 14. At the half is Muskegon 27 and Zeeland West 20. Merritt Alderink has 14 for the Ducks in the first half, but he's been offset by balanced scoring by the Big Reds. As Muskegon tries to go 2-0 for the week against Zeeland after their win against the Chicks on Tuesday night. That's the only score we have to report right now. We'll try and get you some other scores before we go off the air here tonight. Don't forget to join us for Hope College basketball tomorrow on our family of stations. Our coverage begins at 12:30. with Hope Women's Basketball on WHTC as the Flying Dutch take on the Britons of Albion College from Kresge Gymnasium. And then after that one is over, we'll have the Flying Dutchman against Albion for men's action. And that game will air on 92.7 The Van. Mike Coleman and I will have the call of both contests. Keegan Holst has checked in for the Dutch. So has Noah Kelly, who played well off the bench in the first half. Inbounds pass comes to Amari Peak. Peak works baseline, feeds inside to Kelly, and Noah puts it up and in. So Kelly was 7 off the bench. 38-16, Holland with a lot of work to do. Wilverstegg has it for Zeeland East. To Walker. Walker gets it to Risden, left of the lane. Risden works down low against Kelly. Outside to Verstegg. Will for three, right side, off the back of the iron. No. Baker with the offensive board. Will muscles it up. No good. Rebound by Omari Peak. Dutch on the run. Peak will drive the lane, and we get a foul. And who's it on? That's on Verstegg. On Will, his first. Second team foul of the half on Zeeland East. The Dutch will have it underneath their own basket. Van Hecken to inbound it. Jacob gets it to Amari Peak. Peak on the dribble outside. Verstegg guarding off to the side. Peak with a 12-footer, no good. Rebound underneath by Hulse. Over to Jacob Van Hecken. He misses the 15-footer, but Kelly with the offensive board. Kelly outside to Hulse. Hulse for three. Got it. That's Keegan Hulse's second three of the night. And you hear the Holland High students chanting, he's a freshman. That's a guy we're going to have to keep an eye on over the next couple of years. This guy could really be something. 38-19. Baker feeds down low to Lane Risden, and Lane's got an easy path to the basket. 13 for Risden. Chicks 40, Dutch 19. Here's Hulse the other way for three, no good. Risden with the long rebound. And Risden's going to dribble it up himself. Why not? Risden stops top of the circle, leaves it for Verstegg. Verstegg keeps the dribble alive, now hands it off to Jace Fenlon. Fenlon to Baker. Now to B.J. Walker, right side, right at the east script there. Now Verstegg underneath, and Will's going to get called for a double dribble. Josiah Van Hecken comes in for Davilar. Actually, no, Josiah will come in for his brother. Trevor Roddy checks in for Lane Risden for the Chicks. Mason Villarreal in for Will Verstegg. 2:30 to go in the third, 40-19 Zeeland East. Peak with it for the Dutch, gets a screen from Kelly. Peak stops at the right elbow. They whip it across to Hulse. Hulse for three, no good. Well, Hulse showing no fear in taking that shot. Going down hard is Noah Kelly. It'll go over to the Chicks as the ball went out of bounds. Villarreal comes up court for the Chicks. Into the front court to Trevor Roddy. Roddy dribbling left to right around the perimeter, and we're going to get a foul away from the basketball on Will Baker. Will set an illegal screen, and Will said, who, me? Second time that's happened to Will tonight. Jeff Carlson asking for an explanation. 2:08 to go in the third quarter. Peek across the timeline against Villarreal. Coming to set a screen is Noah Kelly. Peek will drive, feeds inside, intended for Davilar, but B.J. Walker intercepted. Here comes Villarreal with it. Villarreal right side. Leaves it for Baker between the rings. Now Roddy to Fenlon. They get it down low to B.J. Walker, posting up against Josiah Van Hecken. Forget about it. B.J. muscles it up and in. He's got 14. 42-19 Chicks. 1:30 to go here in the third. Davilar with it, attacking right of the lane. Outside now is Hulse. Hulse drives on Fenlon. Hulse back outside to Josiah Van Hecken. Josiah drives. Pass intercepted by Baker. Up ahead to Roddy. Now to B.J. Walker. B.J. will throw it down with one hand on the right. Clear the decks. Get out of the way. 44-18, the Chicks steal the basketball. Villarreal has it under a minute to go in the third. Over to Baker, now Walker. BJ attacking left of the lane. Finger roll is good. BJ with 10 here in the third, 18 for the game. And Mason Tiley wants a timeout. And the first guy off the bench to give a chest bump to BJ Walker was Lane Risden. Timeout by the Dutch. 46-18, Chicks with 45.4 seconds to go here in this third quarter. You can keep up with everything MHSAA on social media. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for tournament updates, event announcements, video highlights, and high school sports news from around the state. It is the best way to connect with the MHSAA every day. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Well, B.J. Walker now has as many points as the entire Holland High team. He had 8 points in the first half. He has 4 baskets, including a three-pointer and a free throw here in this third quarter. Walker with 18, Risden with 13 for the Chicks. Kelly with 7, Holst with 6 for the Dutch. And Holland High starters have only scored 6 points so far tonight. They've gotten more points off the bench with Kelly and Holst. Coming up court is Josiah Van Hecken, lost the basketball but retrieved by Holst. Holst to Jacob Van Hecken. Jacob's shot blocked by Walker. Ball loose underneath. And Villarreal has it, and Jacob Van Hecken lands on top of Mason. We get a whistle. Jacob Van Hecken picked up his third personal foul with 27.3 seconds to go. Here comes Villarreal with it for the Chicks. Over to Roddy, 20 seconds to go. Chicks will be content to play for the last shot of the quarter. Baker has it now. Baker feeds Risden, and Risden with a spin move, and Lane traveled with it as he kind of went down awkwardly. Back to Mason. 13.1 seconds to go. Josiah Van Hecken comes up court against Villarreal. Van Hecken to Davilar left side. Down to 5 seconds. Davilar to Holst. 2 seconds. 1. And forcing up a shot at the buzzer is Jacob Van Hecken, and it's short. That's the end of the third quarter here at Zeeland East. Underway, and I just checked with the official score on how many points Holland High had, because I had one more point than the scoreboard had, and I checked with the official score, and he and I agreed. So the Dutch have 19 points, not 18, as I said at the end of the third quarter. It's 46-19, but be that as it may, the Dutch with a lot of work to do. Holland has the ball to start the fourth quarter. Pass is tipped away out of bounds, so the Josiah Van Hecken will trigger underneath. Sam Payne, one of the three Holland High seniors, is in for the first time for the Dutch. Long inbounds, comes outside to Noah Kelly. Kelly will try a three-pointer and hit it! 10 for Noah off the bench. He's been a bright spot tonight. 46-22, Zeeland East, 7:22 to play. Risden has it top of the circle for the Chicks. Lane leaves it for Mason Villarreal. Villarreal dumps it down low to B.J. Walker. Walker, turnaround jumper from 12 feet away. Counted and one. Walker just rose up along the baseline, put it up and in, and drew the foul on Josiah Van Hecken. 20 for B.J. tonight. 12 of them here in the second half. Foul on Josiah Van Hecken, his second. Walker's free throw, no good, but he gets his own rebound. Spin move, Walker puts it back up and in! Walker says, well, who cares if I miss the free throw? I'll get my own rebound and get two. 22 for Walker, and Walker's got a steal up ahead to Risden. Risden up the right side. Risden was going to go for the dunk, and he got fouled by Adam Davilar. You could just sense from about the inside the perimeter that Lane was going to try to throw that one down. Foul on Davilar, his second. Risden at the line. He's 3 for 4 from the stripe tonight. He's got 13. First free throw rattles home. Max Voss, a senior, will check in for the first time for the Chicks. Will Versteeg is in. And with 6:53 to go, I got to figure that at some point Jeff Carlson will start putting some reserves in the ball game. Risden hits both free throws. Zeeland East 52, Holland 22. Davilar with it. He's got a face full of Trevor Roddy. Gives it up to Payne. Payne to Hulse. Now Kelly with it. Noah goes baseline, but Risden cuts him off. Kelly drives to the basket and lays it up and in. Kelly with a nice move around Risden. So Noah Kelly has a dozen. The problem is the rest of his teammates have a dozen. 52-24, Risden loses the basketball. Kelly ends up with it, ball knocked away. Roddy fighting with Payne for the loose basketball. It's a hell ball, possession arrow goes to the Chicks. Elliot Wehrmeyer, a junior, number 33, is in for the first time. And Josiah Morin, number 34, a junior. Max Voss to inbound for the Chicks to Risden. Risden dumps it down, load up Baker, and Will Baker posting up underneath on Keegan Hulse, puts it up and in. 9 for Will tonight. 54-24, and Risden has a steal, and Risden's leading the break. Risden stops at the free throw line to Versteeg. Will drives to the basket, and we get a whistle and a double dribble. Fenlon and Wolcott will come in for Zeeland East. Risden and Baker will sit. And with 5:55 to go and the Chicks leading by 30, I would guess that's probably going to be the end of the night for both Risden and Walker. Walker and Risden have combined for 37 points for the Chicks tonight. Keegan Hulse with it. Over to Josiah Morin, who just checked into the ballgame. He's a junior. Now driving to the basket is Josiah Van Hecken, and he traveled. .5:39 to go, and what do we got here? One of the officials coming over to talk to Josiah Van Hecken about something. I'm not quite sure what that was about. Here comes Versteeg up court, over to Roddy. Kobe Fitzgerald, a senior, is getting ready to check in for the first time. I don't think we've seen Kobe play this year for the Chicks. Versteeg with it in the front court. Leaves it for Roddy, top of the circle. Now to Eli Wolcott. Wolcott to Versteeg. They want to post up Roddy down low. They get it to Trevor. Roddy just overpowered Keegan Halston, puts it up and in. And for Trevor, his second basket. 56-24 Chicks. Here's a steal by Versteeg. Versteeg comes up court, right side, drives the lane, lays it up and in! 58-24. Keegan Hulse with it in the front court for the Dutch. Hulse will leave it outside for Sam Payne. Payne dribbles between two defenders and reaching in is... That's going to be on Versteeg. Adam Davilar comes in for the Dutch. We mentioned Kobe Fitzgerald. He is in the ballgame for Zeeland East. So is Gavin Druger. He's a junior, number 20. As both teams have emptied their benches. in these final moments. Inbounds pass comes to Elliott Wehrmeyer. He'll hand it to Adam Davilar. Davilar over to Josiah Morin. Morin tries to drive around Eli Walcott, and Eli's going to get called for a foul. Team foul number 5 on the Chicks. Morin wearing goggles, inbounding it right in front of the Zealandese student section. They get it into Davilar. Davilar puts it from 8 feet away, no good. Walcott with the rebound. Up ahead to Versteeg. Nadeau driving to the basket is Fitzgerald. He missed it underneath. Sam Payne with the rebound for the Dutch. 4:16 to go. Payne with it. Gives it up to Morin. Morin on the dribble against Walcott. Morin tries to penetrate. Puts up a runner. No good, but he'll go to the line as the foul goes on Eli Walcott. So Morin, the junior, will have a couple of free throws. The Dutch have only taken 3 free throws tonight. They've made 1. That's by Noah Kelly. 58-24. Zeeland East has led this one all the way. Morin's first free throw is good. Dylan Ordaway, a junior, number 4, is in for the Chicks, replacing Walcott. And that means everybody has gotten in now for Jeff Carlson. Morin's second one, just as good as the first. 58-26, Zeeland East, 4 minutes to go. With it is Kobe Fitzgerald to Will Versteeg. Will attacks left of the lane, drives to the basket, puts it up off the window, and it's good. 8 for Will, 60-26, Chicks. Davilar with it to Hulse. Not a Morin. Morin goes left baseline. Throws it right into the arms of Gavin Drueger. Here come the Chicks. Drueger hands it off to Versteeg. Now with it is Ordaway, and Ordaway traveled with it. Walcott will come in for Versteeg.
Adam,
3:30 to play in this one. Only question now is what the final score is going to be. Adam Davilar comes up court. His grandfather, Tom, sitting not too far from me. Longtime assistant coach at Hope College. Morin top of the circle, gets Ordaway up in the air, puts up a runner from 10 feet away, no good, but he will go to the line. Ordaway got the foul. So Morin will have a couple of free throws. He made 2 a moment ago. Again, worth noting, the Holland High starters had just 6 points in tonight's game. Morin's first free throw is good. Morin will have one more. In the air, the front, the back, and the bottom. 60-28, Zeeland East, 3:10 to play. Drueger with it in the front court for the Chicks, drives toward the baseline. Drueger puts up a runner, no good. He will go to the line. And Keegan Hulse will get the personal foul for the Dutch. So Drueger, number 20, the junior, will get a couple of free throws. Drueger's first one off the front of the iron, no good. So Drueger will get one more. Deep crouch by Gavin. He fires and he got it. 61-28 Chicks, 3 minutes to go. Davilar with it for the Dutch. Over to Hulse. Hulse from the corner. Rainbow three. In and out, no good. Ordaway with the rebound for the Chicks. Up to head to Walcott. Walcott in the front court. Gives it up to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the dribble. Drives toward the baseline. Fitzgerald to the basket. Oh, he missed the layup. Fitzgerald had the opportunity. Couldn't convert. Wild scramble for the loose basketball. Walcott comes out of there with it. Over to Max Voss for three. No good. And the ball hits the guy wire above the backboard. And it will go over to Holland. Davilar comes up court for the Dutch. Davilar drives toward the basket. Pass is intercepted by Fitzgerald, but then Davilar gets it right back. Davilar whips it across to Morin. Morin for three. He got it! Josiah Morin has scored 7 points for the Dutch in the last 2 minutes. 61-31, Zeeland East, 2:10 to go. Druger with it top of the circle. Gavin puts it on the floor, dishes it off to Walcott. Walcott drives inside, puts up an 8-footer, no good. Rebound Sam Payne for the Dutch. Up ahead to Davilar. Davilar feeds underneath to Morin. Morin's got the hot hand right now. Davilar with a deep three left side, no good. Rebound Keegan Hulst. Dutch reset. Sam Payne will try a three. That's no good. Rebound underneath by Wehrmeyer. Wehrmeyer, turn around right hook. Bounces twice on the rim, no good. Max Voss with the rebound. 1:35 to go. Walcott to Druger, and we get a foul away from the basketball. Kobe Fitzgerald got called for a foul away from the basketball. So the Dutch get it back. 1:29 to go. On the dribble is Sam Payne. Payne gives up his dribble. Walcott all over him. They get it over to Wehrmeyer, right baseline. Wehrmeyer outside to Davilar. Davilar for three. No good off the front. And the rebound to Dylan Ordaway for Zeeland East. Just over a minute to play. Ordaway hits a cutting Gavin Dylan Ordaway. And Ordaway had a shot blocked in the lane out of bounds. That was Hulse that blocked the shot. Inbounds pass comes to Eli Walcott. He's doubled. Back outside to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald leaves it for Walcott. And we get a foul. Offensive foul. And again, it was Fitzgerald. Again, away from the basketball. 54.7 seconds to play. Davilar comes up court for the Dutch. Davilar to Payne. They get it down low to Wehrmeyer. Ball knocked away by Fitzgerald out of bounds. And the Dutch will keep it with 44.2 seconds to go. Inbounds pass comes to Wehrmeyer. Wehrmeyer forces it up, no good, but he draws the foul on Max Voss. So Elliot Wehrmeyer, the junior. Elliot Wehrmeyer at the free throw line. Two free throws, first one no good. His mother Anna played for Highland High and Hope College. Wehrmeyer's second one off the back, no good. Rebound by Voss. Or rather by Fitzgerald. 38 seconds to go. 61-31, Zeeland East. They will get their first win in OK Green Conference play. Here's a three-point try. No good by Dylan Ordaway, but he was fouled by Wehrmeyer on the follow-through. So Ordaway will get three free throws. Ordaway, a junior, number four. Good to see some of these younger players getting an opportunity to play here in game situations. First free throw by Ordaway is no good off the back. He'll have two more. Ordaway second. That's no good. One more for Ordaway. And the third time is the charm. 62-31, Zeeland East. Davilar will try a deep three, in and out, no good. He can't buy a basket. Morin with the offensive rebound for Holland. Feeds Wehrmeyer, and Wehrmeyer will put it off the window. 62-33, 12 seconds to go. Walcott comes up court, and he'll probably dribble out the remaining time. 4 seconds to go. This game is over, and Zeeland East gets their first win in OK Green Conference play. They snap a two-game losing streak as they beat Holland High tonight by a score of 62-33. The two teams shake hands, and when we come back, back with you here at Zeeland East High School. This is Greg Chandler, where the Zeeland East Chicks win the varsity boys game over Holland High tonight by a score of 62-33. So we get a split in our two games this evening. Holland won the girls game in dramatic fashion in the final seconds, 37-36, but it was all Chicks in game number two. Zeeland East scored the first 10 points of the game, six of them by junior center Lane Risden, and they were on their way. It was 17-4 after one quarter, 29-12 at the half, 46-19 after three, and the Chicks led by as many as 34 points in the fourth quarter, and they win it by 29. They improve to 6-4 on the season. They are 1-2 in the OK green. Holland falls to 0-3 in the league, and the Dutch have now dropped six in a row, and they're now 2-7 overall. When we come back with more of our postgame show, we'll go over the numbers from tonight's ball game. That's all coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and... Welcome back to Zeeland East High School. As we roll on with our post-game show, let's go over the numbers from tonight's ball game. First, for the Holland High Dutch, they were led by junior post player Noah Kelly. Played very well off the bench tonight. He had 12 points. He had five field goals. One of those was a three-pointer, and he made his only free throw. Josiah Morin was next in scoring for the Dutch. He saw action in the fourth quarter. He played a few minutes, and he ended up with 7 points. He had a three-point basket and made all four of his free throws. Keegan Hulse, the freshman, had a pair of three-point baskets. He had 6 points. Arthur Powell had two baskets for 4 points. Omari Peak had one basket for 2 points. Elliot Wehrmeyer had one basket for 2 points. Jacob Van Hecken, Josiah Van Hecken, Adam Davilar, Cam Ferguson, Sam Payne, and Timo Phillips all saw action for the Dutch tonight, but did not score, as Holland ended up with a total of 33 points. For the victorious Chicks of Zeeland East, who improved to 6-4 on the season with the win tonight, they were led by sophomore forward B.J. Walker with 22 points. BJ had 10 field goals, 1 3-point basket, and 1 free throw in the ball game. Lane Risden, the big guy, had 15 points, and Lane had 4 field goals. 2 of those were 3-pointers, and he was 5 of 6 from the free throw line. And Risden kind of set the tone for the game early. He had 6 of the first 8 points of the contest for the Chicks. So 37 points between Walker and Risden tonight for Zeeland East. Will Baker had 9 tonight for the Chicks, with apologies to Bob Seeger. 4 field goals, one of those was a three-pointer. Will Versteeg off the bench had 8 on 4 field goals. Trevor Roddy had 2 baskets for 4 points. Jace Fenlon had 1 basket for 2 points. Gavin Druger was 1 of 2 from the foul line for 1 point. Dylan Ordaway was 1 of 3 from the line for 1 point. Mason Villarreal, Max Voss, Eli Walcott, and Kobe Fitzgerald all saw action for the Brown and Gold tonight, but did not score. But the Chicks end up with a total of 62 points and an OK Green Conference victory. When we come back, we'll go over some of the other scores from around the area. That's all coming up next as we roll on with our postgame show. You're listening to High School. With you one final time here at Zeeland East High School. Let's take a look at some scores. We do have one other final to tell you about. That was over at Zeeland West tonight, where the Ducks played the Muskegon Big Reds in a early season first place showdown in the OK Green. And it was the Big Reds of Muskegon. They remain undefeated as they beat the Ducks of Zeeland West by a score of 55-46. Muskegon led this one pretty much all the way, although the Ducks kept it within range. They just could not overcome overcome Muskegon down the stretch. Jordan Briggs, the All-State candidate, had 21 for the Big Reds in their victory. They're now 7-0 on the season, 3-0 in the green. Merritt Alderink, the terrific junior for the Ducks, had 18 points and 12 rebounds. Declan Clamped had a dozen, and Miles Steffen had 8, but not enough as West falls to 2-1 in the OK green and 7-2 overall. In case you missed the girls' contest earlier tonight, man, you missed a dandy between the Chicks and the Dutch. Both teams looking for their first win in conference play. Zeeland East led the entire first half. They led by as many as 7. It was 16-12 at the half. Holland took its first lead midway through the third quarter at 19-18. They led 29-25 after three quarters. The Chicks got a couple of baskets by sophomore Mira Fenlon to tie the game at 29, but then the Dutch scored the next 5 points, including a basket by sophomore Zoe DeGraff, to go up 34-29 with just under 4 minutes to play. But the Chicks fought back with 10.3 seconds left. The score was 36-33 Holland. Fenlon was fouled. She made the first free throw. She missed the second. However, senior forward Katie Carlson got the offensive rebound and scored, and that tied it up at 36 with 8 seconds to play. But then the Dutch quickly pushed the ball up court as the Chicks were trying to press to force a turnover to possibly get a winning shot. And sophomore forward Emma Magarone was fouled with 0.9 seconds to play. And Magarone at the foul line, shooting right into the face of the Zeeland East student section, who were doing everything in their power to distract her. Magarone missed the first free throw, but her second free throw was nothing but the bottom of the net, and that was the winning point as the Dutch defeated the Chicks 37-36. Ariana Gray led Holland with 10 points. She fouled out with just under 4 minutes to play. Margarone had 9 points, including that game-winning free throw. Mira Fenlon led Zeeland East with 18 points. Rachel Miller had 9, but she fouled out with just under 5 minutes to play, and her absence at that point guard position for the Chicks, I think, really hurt Zeeland East down the stretch. But Holland wins it tonight over Zeeland East on the girls' side, 37-36. We will have a complete roundup of all of tonight's high school scores on our website at WHTC.com. Don't forget to join us for Hope College basketball. Tomorrow, we will have a doubleheader of games from the historic Kresge Gymnasium in Albion as the Flying Dutch and Flying Dutchmen take on the Albion Britons. We start off with the women's game between Hope and Albion. That game will air on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC at 12:30. With tip-off at 1 o'clock. Then after that, we'll jump over to 92.7 The Van and bring you the Flying Dutchman against the Britons of Albion. Mike Coleman and I will have the call of both of those contests on WHTC and 92.7 The Van. Our next high school broadcast will be Tuesday night from West Ottawa as the Panthers take on the Fighting Scots of Caledonia. In OK Red Conference action, we'll begin with our pregame show at around 6:40. A lot of folks to thank who made our broadcast possible this evening. We'd like to thank the folks here at Zeeland East High School. Athletic Director Josh Glerm standing just a few feet in front of me at the scorer's table. Administrative Assistant Gina Brookice, and also our thanks to Head Coach Jeff Carlson. And thanks to Grant Guy back at the studio for turning the dials and making sure we stayed on the air. And as always, we thank our business partners who help bring these games to you. We wouldn't be able to bring them to you without their support. Most of all, we'd like to thank you for tuning in on this January Friday night. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Depending on whose side you were rooting on, hope you enjoyed the final outcome as well. That will do it from Zeeland East High School. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final scores tonight in the varsity girls game. It was...
You've been listening to local area high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. Presented in part by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital, OK Tire Stores, Sales Heating and Cooling, Central Park Law, and Glenda's Lakewood Flowers. and also by Van Wieren Hardware, Home Heating and Air Conditioning, Z-Bart, Russ's Restaurants, and Googs Pub and Grub. If you happen to miss a game, you can check out our podcast page and stay on top of the schedule with our sports calendar over at WHTC.com.